Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Bob and I always want to keep this podcast lighthearted and positive, so there have been very few trigger warnings over the course of the last 960-some-odd episodes. But I'm going to add one for this regarding pets. We talk about Schrodinger's cat, which is not a positive story for the cat. Early space travel, which again, not positive for any of the animals that first encircled the Earth in orbit. And one I didn't know about, which is Pavlov and the dogs, which super bummed me out. You're going to learn something, but you may want to unlearn it immediately afterwards. Enjoy!
Okay, these glasses I did not intend to be wearing today. I got new glasses 2 days ago and fell asleep last night with them on my face and snapped one of the ears off of them. I'm like, how did that happen? I love these new glasses. They showed me these glasses. You can take them off your head and stretch the legs out, the arms. What do you call these things?
The legs, arms.
Okay. And you stretch them out to the side and he shows me and I'm like, wow, that's fantastic. First night I have them, I fall asleep on the couch and I wake up the next morning, they're
snapped.
Yep. So I'm
a little disappointed. You're 90% sure that wasn't Patty mad at you because you fell asleep on the couch?
Oh, wait. She did punch me in the face last night.
Yeah.
Good point. All right. Maybe I won't. Maybe I won't go back. For sure. Yeah. No, that really did disappoint me because I like these glasses. They're just, they only have the top part here and then this is just clear down here.
Yep.
And it was an updated prescription too. Although this is pretty good.
Can you see me?
Yeah.
But how many fingers am I holding up?
None.
Yep. That is correct. How many fingers are you holding up?
10.
Yep.
Okay, good.
You're good.
Well, I can feel that. You know, I know. Even with my eyes closed, I can feel that.
Oh.
It's not impressive. You can tell how many fingers you have up.
I can't do that. Let me see. 7. Nope. That was 4. Yeah.
It was a good try, though. That was a good try. I don't know why this just popped into my head. I had a walk with Mark Fried yesterday and decided that I'm going to finally make the film that I wanted to make a while ago about attitude. And here's the concept. Okay, tell me what you think of this concept.
Do you want my attitude on it?
A little bit.
Okay.
Okay, so you film a walk through the woods, right? Just a walk through the woods. No sound, just walk through the woods, right?
Steadicam or like GoPro on the head? Are we bouncing a lot? Because I might get seasick.
I don't think bouncing a lot. Not a lot. It's more about the journey. It's more about the path that you're following than it is the fact that you're walking or holding the camera.
Like 4K? Are you doing 4K?
I'm not getting to those details at this point.
Oh, okay. Weird. Okay. I don't know how to envision this.
You have to just blurry. Picture it blurry. Okay, so you're walking through the woods, and now there are two soundtracks, right? First soundtrack is it's like upbeat. It's
like, it's almost like Yakety Sax.
Something upbeat, you know, so that you feel that, right? So you're walking through the woods and you feel that. And I want this exact same footage put to like scary music, like the Jaws music, kind of like something's coming around the corner, right? You know, it's dread and it's doom. And my whole point is this. The soundtrack is your attitude.
Yeah.
That the road is the road, right? The path is the path. But if you change that element, the soundtrack / attitude, it changes what the road means to you. And it changes how you feel about the road. And it literally changes your life. And that's my whole point was, attitude equals soundtrack equals ability to change your life. Because if you can manage your attitude, play the soundtrack you want while you're walking down the path, rather than the one that's automatically playing, then it'll make a difference. What do you think?
I'm really getting hung up on how HD it is. So other than that, and is it surround sound?
Gotta be.
Okay.
And it'll be, what's the highest HD that you can have?
UHD.
Okay.
Ultra high def.
That's what it would be.
For sure.
Yeah. I want you to be able to feel like you're walking through the
woods. Yeah. Okay. So VR. So now we're talking VR.
Oh, okay.
Now we're talking VR. Okay.
Okay, I like that even better.
Yeah.
So, but everyone has to have headsets though, right? For that?
Yeah, but I think we're bringing them in and we're saying like, hey, you need an attitude adjustment. And that's our, it's almost like a gym, an attitude gym.
I like that.
We're going to exercise your attitude.
We're going to work it out.
And we're going to exorcise your bad attitude.
I think we have a brand.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm proud.
All right.
You are good at this.
See, it all dependent on like the
details how HD.
How deaf it is.
Because if something that really did kind of take us, I guess I have to rethink how I think. Is that like a box in a box?
It's a box in a box.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. Is that a Schrodinger's thing?
It's Schrodinger's. Oh, wait. Okay. Tell me what Schrodinger's box is.
Well, Schrodinger's cat.
Okay.
In the box.
Okay. Schrodinger's cat. So the cat can't be in two different
states at once. So it's in both.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So Schrodinger posited that if you put a cat in a box, it'll hate it. But also if you put a thing of poison in the box, and you break the poison capsule, then the cat may or may not be dead. So it is then in both states of existence at the same time.
But only in your mind.
Yeah.
But anything can be in two states of existence in your mind.
Well, yeah, but a cat in a box is very easy to imagine.
It's quite a good. What is
cat in a box? Got it.
Cats
immediately.
And dogs, they tick so much. I used to marvel at the whole concept of Pavlov's dog, right?
Sure.
That it salivates when it rings the bell, and that seemed like such a simple experiment until you realize that he was actually cutting the dogs open to see what happens with the salivary skins. When they were salivating, they had open sides of their faces. That's how he knew they were salivating.
Oh,
that's horrible, right?
All the animals they sent up into space. You think, oh, that's cool. They're going up into space. They never came back.
Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah.
They did not come back.
That's, oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Rats,
so monkeys. What's box in a box?
Box in a box. Box. I was talking about that, you know, the concept that I was sharing, if that was kind of a box within a box.
Yeah. What did you mean by that? Now that we've depressed everybody.
I'm trying to remember what I was talking about now.
We were talking about the details of the goggles, of the attitude.
Okay, right. And what I said is I need to rethink the way I think.
Oh, okay.
So that's like rethinking inside rethinking.
I see.
Because if I have a way of thinking, then I'm already thinking. Now I'm rethinking the way I think. So it seemed kind of
yeah. Bad. I think we've saved this episode from thinking about all the terrible things that people do to animals. Great
Wait.
Job.
Awesome. High five. Oh my God. Seriously, the pace and topic changes in that conversation were head spinning. I'm amazed that Nick could come up with the title for the episode. And hey, sorry about the gory details on Pavlov. I blame it on the fact that I'm too comfortable saying pretty much anything to Nick at this point. Sometimes it's pretty, sometimes it's ugly, but it's always real. As 1970s TV cop Beretta used to say, you can take that to the bank. That does it for this episode of The Dose, my friends. Thanks for listening.